I think the problem with, like, AVP for me, like, as a franchise is just that I don't necessarily think that Aliens and Predators, like, are a very good, like, marriage together. It seems a bit, like, kind of, masturbatory fanboy situation, like, scenario, but not, I don't know. Like, I think that the Space Marines are cool, but putting them in that game with those two other characters, like, makes them feel like they're being stalked all the time and not cool, like, with all their technology and guns and stuff. Yeah,
it's like you've taken three separately on their own quite cool things and then thrown them all together in a random environment and expect it all to kind of work together.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really at all.
Yeah, because ostensibly you're dealing with, like, three entirely different mechanics, and I know that a lot of games have done the kind of three-factioned approach before, like, you know, like StarCraft or something like that, but in this case I'm not entirely sure it works. And although that those first games were cool because they did things that other first-person games weren't doing, I'm not necessarily convinced that the legacy is good enough that we need a new game now.
Yeah, well, I only ever really wanted an Aliens game. Just Aliens versus Marines.
Yeah, that would be good.
I mean, it's like two-thirds Aliens and then, hey, here's a Predator.
Yeah.
I
mean,
why did they... Whose idea was it that they would just throw in a Predator, like...
I think it was because it came from Alien 2, didn't it? Like that shot in the ship of the Predator ship, they had alien skulls in the background.
Yeah.
Even though aliens don't have skulls. Because...
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Yeah. And someone was like, huh, these are in the same universe.
Yeah, and I'm sure there were some, like...
Some suits were like, oh, let's make it work.
Who's behind the Predator franchise, like, director-wise? I have no idea.
No, I have no idea either. It's like they haven't made any more Predator films, have they?
No.
I
mean,
well, just the AVP films, really.
Yeah. And those are great.
Yeah.
Those weren't the worst things I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think the problem for me is, like, going back to the idea that I think the Space Marines from the Aliens franchise are really cool, but I don't want to play that character and then feel totally underpowered against these two, like, alien races.
Yeah,
I want to feel that, like, my smart gun and my assault rifle are awesome and, like, not that I'm just being stalked and picked off all the time. I want that to be, like, a better experience.
The thing is, in the film, the way that the Marines were overcoming the aliens were by sheer number. Like, there were tons of them.
Yeah.
So it almost feels that if you're going to have a balanced game, you need a whole squad of Marines versus, like, one alien or one or two aliens.
Yeah.
But in the games, there's always, like, as many aliens as there are, like...
Yeah, so there's no...
Marines, so that doesn't work. And in the same way, Predators, there was only ever really supposed to be one of them because they were so uber powerful that they used to work on their own and they had all these tools at their disposal. And then suddenly in the games, you know, you've got whole platoons of Predators working together and... It just doesn't mesh at all. It's like someone did Harry Potter versus Star Wars in a game multiplayer.
You know, I would actually be more interested in that. I want to see Riker punch Ron Weasley in the face.
That's Star Trek.
But you could add them in.
And Star Trek.
Star Trek versus Star Wars versus Harry Potter.
I want to see Han Solo punch Riker in the face, who then punches Ron Weasley in the face.
In fact, I would rather play that game than Alien versus Predator.
So you know, like, how that multiplayer footage, you're just doing executions.
Yeah.
That, but with punching people in the face.
Yeah, but not...
Ron Weasley in the
instead
face.
Instead of ripping a human's head off, you'd be Wingardium Leviosa.
I don't think...
Avada Kedavra or
wouldn't,
whatever.
It wouldn't be Riker punching people in the face, it would be him doing the Starfleet, like, axe handle. like just up into the face and then, like, bring the elbows down on the back.
So multiplayer aside... Is the single player... I haven't seen much video of the single player.
I love the first two AVP games, and not for their multiplayer, so I'm going to wait to see what the single player is like, because if it's more like the originals, then I'll still
I want that game... Like, if that game's going to set me up as a Space Marine, I want it to be doing things that, like, Fear does, and that's making me think that an alien's skittering down a corridor, and I empty a clip down an empty corridor, only to find it was, like, nothing, you know? I want that kind of feeling that the movie invokes, but in a game.
Well, AVP 2 did that, like, you had the motion sensor, but every single thing that moved showed up on it, so if a door opened, that would set it off.
Yeah, which, like, I guess is kind of what it's trying... I guess that would kind of serve that feeling that I would want, but...
Yeah.
What's the betting in the last section of the game you're in one of those huge mech robots again?
A power loader.
A power loader.
Yeah.
Strangling an alien in one hand and a predator in the other.
But just moving some boxes.
But that's kind of the problem for me, is it goes back to that kind of nerdy fanboy, like, we're going to give you everything that you want from this franchise, and I just wish that they would be a bit more thoughtful about that stuff.
Yeah.
I wish they were a bit more thoughtful about the graphics, because it looks like a game from 2005.
Yeah. I'm not sold on it yet, anyway.
Yeah.